Hey everybody, it's your girl Ira Marks Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. It is Winning Wednesday, and I am here with your message. Thank you guys for being patient with me as I upload this message today. Although this day has had many delays, humps, and hiccups, I am still here with the message, and it is all well, okay? So, really quick, if you are not following me on Instagram or Twitter, please be sure to do so at the Goddess Lounge Podcast. It is there. You will find information on how to book intuitive readings with me, girl talk sessions where we kind of hash out everything that's going on in our lives and find solutions instead of more problems. And more importantly, it is there where you get to engage with me, you know, share your business with me, you know, so I can promote or, you know, share a flyer in my stories. And if your business is really bomb, you know, put it in my highlights. I really want to support my people. Me supporting your business, giving a shout out is absolutely positively free of charge right now. So please make sure to do that. Okay. So really quick, before we get into the Winning Wednesday topic, I just want to extend some gratitude, you know, to all of you who have been listening to me. Those of you who have been on my Facebook, sharing my motivational videos, those of you who have sent me texts and messages just saying how something I've said or did has resonated with you in such a way that it's made an impact. I am so blessed, and I'm just happy that you were able to be blessed out of that. I feel very blessed. I feel very fortunate. I feel very grateful, and it makes everything I went through just to get to this point worth it. So I thank all of you, and I love y'all so much, okay? So let's get into this topic. A lot of times when we have a winner's attitude, we forget that it comes with a lot of discipline, commitment, and responsibility. Having a winner's attitude can only get us so far because we got to have action behind what it is we are taking on the attitude about. What I mean is this. If I say I'm a winner and I say I'm going to win and I'm not going to fold by any means necessary, then if I was to sit up there and buy into my ego's favorite story, such as you're not, you know, better than this person, so why do you think you're going to thrive? Or this person's already doing this, so what makes you think you can be as good as this person or you can make this type of impact and you don't have this and this person has that? Comparison. Another thing, you know, that I feel holds us back is being impatient. You know, Rome is not built in a day. And a lot of times we are impatient with our successes. We are impatient. We don't know how to take our L's. We are emotionally reactive. And a lot of times when we fall into that, we can delay. We can delay our process. We can delay our achievement, our goal. We can delay ourselves and put ourselves in a stagnant position. So there are a few things I want to say to you about winning and about winning in life, about having a winner's attitude, about all of it in general. Let's just take the win out of it for a second. At the end of the day, when you are trying to go after something that you really, really want, you have to understand that things are going to happen. But in the midst of these things happening, make sure you are staying consistent. Make sure you are taking notes, keeping track of everything. Make sure you're staying organized, disciplined. You are fully committed to the task at hand. Make sure that the things you are doing outside of that goal still supports and aids you on your journey to even reach it. That is so important. That is so important. You guys, if I would have known what I know now back then, I'm pretty sure I'll be a lot further, but I needed to be where I am right now, right here in this moment. Do not buy into your ego favorite stories. Do not buy into feeling like you're less than or you're lacking or you're behind, you know, or even you're too far ahead. Don't get arrogant. Don't get cocky, because having a winning attitude, trying to win at life, just like healing is a lifetime process, so is winning. Because once you get to where you're going, like I said last episode, you got to do what you have to do to maintain it. But maintain it with integrity. I want to stress to you guys, make sure that when you win, you're winning with integrity. You're winning with dignity. You're winning with respect. You're winning with humility. You're winning with passion. You're winning with the things, that is going to make your journey exactly what it is. I mean, I feel like this. Whatever I'm winning at in life is going to be something of substance, something of value to me. Okay? That might be me winning in mental health and making, you know, making sure I do what it takes to overcome my depression, or at least to have the proper tools and resources to handle it properly. Winning at work, it might mean that, you know, instead of going off or showing that I'm bothered by something somebody is doing to me or doing around me, it might be me just, you know, staying focused on the task at hand and just letting that situation be what it's going to be. Sometimes even your bosses will put you in situations and corner you just to test out how you're going to handle it, how you're going to maneuver, how you're going to go about it. You never know who is watching you. And when you make it known that you're trying to win at life, or you say things like, I'm winning, you got to understand that the universe is going to test that theory. The universe is going to test exactly what it is that's coming out of your mouth. Another thing I want to point out too is that while we're trying to win, especially those of us that are opening businesses, that are stepping out of our comfort zone, you got to understand that there's going to come a time where it's going to get uncomfortable. That is not where you fold. That is not where you stop. That is where you go your hardest. That is where you utilize all of that wisdom, all of the lessons you learned taking those L's, all of those setbacks. That is where all those things come into play. Stop being impatient with yourself. Give yourself time to nurture your gifts and cultivate your gifts. Give yourself time to practice what it is you're trying to do, so that when you execute, you can execute in a way that leaves you content and feeling satisfied with what it is you have to offer. There is so much more to winning in life than just a winner's attitude. There are some people that look like they win it materialistically and they want a goddamn thing. Just saying, let's be honest. There are some people who won everything they felt they should win, as far as, you know, maybe love and healing and health and family. And they feel that they are wealthy because they have, you know, they know themselves and they're in alignment. And there are people that look at them and feel like they're nothing because they don't have anything materialistic to show for it. We got to get to a place where we understand that success means different things for different people. One person might be happy living in simplicity, living a simple life, and have an aura out of this world and impacting people, all while being comfortable in simplicity. Another person may win and be a multi-millionaire and be, you know, successful and touring and have books and all of these things happening for them. Good for them. But all of us have our own path, and we're all going to win in a different way. We're all going to make an impact in a different way. The key is knowing yourself. The key is not buying into your ego's favorite stories and understanding where your ego plays a part in your journey. The key is doing the shadow work, understanding yourself, understanding and embracing the duality about yourself. But more importantly, it's about being authentically you and being in tune with yourself enough to know what's going to serve you and what's going to work against you. This is chess, not checkers. But it's also not a race, and it's not a competition. You're simply pursuing a goal or a task that is meaningful to you, so that when you make your transition at some point in this lifetime, you know you've given and you've done your absolute best. You want to win? Don't quit. Don't fold. Do the work. Be patient. Stay disciplined and be focused and keep going and be comfortable. Be comfortable with change, because it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Just like life is unpredictable, change usually is followed by those circumstances and those curveballs that hit us when we think we're on top. Stay humble and understand that You might be winning today, but you could easily be losing tomorrow. And even in that, be gracious, because there's a lesson in all of it. Listen, you guys got what it takes, man. You guys are smart. We live in a time where information is truly accessible. We live in a time where you can inbox, PM, DM someone and get information. We live in a time where YouTube University is free. You know, we live in a time where you can send an email and the worst somebody could tell you is no. Get comfortable even with no's. Be comfortable with the rejection. Sometimes the rejection is protection. Sometimes the no we get is because we're trying to associate and attach ourselves to something that is truly not for us or that is out of season. And that is an episode for a later day when we are doing things out of season. I cannot wait to talk about that. That is not going to be next episode, but it will be an episode. I truthfully just want you guys to win at whatever it is you have your heart set out to win at. Do not doubt yourself. Do not compare yourself, okay? And more importantly, don't settle, but just make sure you have a plan and you're doing the things necessary to support the decision you have made for yourself and how you want to go about it. I can't stress this to y'all enough. Don't fall prey to other people's expectations. Pace yourself and do you. If it's not going the way you want it, change the narrative. Change your perspective. Find a way to make what isn't working work for you. It is not impossible. It is not impossible. We are created in such a divine way that there is no limit to what it is we can achieve in this lifetime. So to all of you listening right now, I just want to speak a few things in your life to help you get through the rest of the week, okay? And I want to speak it from a very genuine place, okay? So, you are good enough. You are doing exactly what it is you're supposed to be doing, and you are going about it the best way you know how. While there is always room for improvement, you are doing the best with what you know. But how grateful are you that you can keep an open mind to learn how to do even more and in an even better way? You are worthy of love. You are worthy of everything it is you choose to have for yourself. You deserve happy relationships. You deserve to thrive in your career. You deserve to feel what it's like to say you're going to do something and do it in excellence. You have what it takes to win. You have what it takes to thrive. You have what it takes to impact the universe. And more importantly, you are here breathing right now. Your heart is beating right now because you have a divine purpose. Right now in this moment, you are getting in alignment so that you can prosper and do what it is you are called to do in this lifetime. You are intelligent, passionate, creative. You are innovative. You are a leader. You are a team player. You are authentic. You have a beautiful soul and a beautiful spirit, and anything you touch will turn to gold. I believe in you. I'm proud of you. You're doing a damn good job. Don't stop now. Keep going, okay? Because RMOX Rose is rooting for you to win. And as you guys achieve these things, man, please share them with me. I will clap for you. I will say good job. We all need to hear it sometimes, and that is perfectly okay. But beloved, you are more than enough, more than worthy. You truly do have what it takes. And you're not winning only on Wednesdays. You're winning because you didn't fold. You didn't give up. You're using all of your tools and resources, and you are doing whatever it takes to make sure you accomplish that goal, that task that you set out for yourself. With that being said, you guys, take some of the things I said, journal about it, let me know how you feel about it, And more importantly, honor your own energy and be true to yourself. Okay? There's just some things that can't be replicated and you are not one of them. Adjust your crown and rock the rest of this week out. Y'all got this. With all love and all respect, love, light, and clarity, peace unto you. And I will see you guys tomorrow for Thankful Thursday. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Goddess Lounge podcast. And I'm about to call it a night. Bye.